Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Family First. Am I speaking with Joby
Joby,
Sudin?
yes, Miss Mary, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm all right.
Good to hear. Joby, I am calling you regarding two things. The first one is mostly to do a check-in with you to see how are the services going and to see if maybe you have done any updates on your address, phone number.
Everything's still the same. Miss Williams here now. She
Okay,
right here.
perfect.
Yeah,
Perfect
everything
because
good.
Okay, perfect because I need to speak with you and with her. And before moving on, could you let me know if you have been admitted to the hospital or maybe went for an ER visit in the last
No,
few
I go to the
weeks?
doc. I go to the doctor's tomorrow, the
Okay.
24th.
Okay, okay,
I go
okay.
tomorrow, and yes.
Okay,
Yeah,
so
Miss Williams here. She got here at 4 o'clock.
perfect. So, what I wanted to tell you and her is that for,
Oh, wait a minute. 1 minute. 1 minute.
okay.
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, perfect. So, I wanted to let you guys know that for September 29th, and September 30th, the caregiver when she will only be working 4 hours for that week. And then on October 1st, she's going to be working 10 hours, okay? She can work the 10 hours on Wednesday, or if she's able to work on Thursday, Friday, to divide the 10 hours, she can do it. However, since the authorization ends on Tuesday, the 30th, she cannot work on that week the 14 hours, like she will have to only work 4 hours between the 29 and the 30, and then on the 1st of October she will work the 10 hours that are remaining, so she has a full 14 hours.
You said on September the 29th, that that's what you
Yeah.
said?
So yeah, the 29th and the 30th of September she can only work 4 hours, those 2 days, 4 hours. And then on
4 hours on each
October,
day.
yes, correct. So four hours will be like the total, actually. So between 29 and 30, 4 hours. And then on October 1st, she can do the 10 remaining hours.
Oh, she gonna do 4 hours or 2 hours a day.
Exactly, yeah.
2 hours Monday and 2 hours Tuesday. And
Right.
then Thursday she could do
The
the
10
whole 10.
hours. Yeah. She can do, like, if she, I know she doesn't work 10 hours any day. So if she's able to, maybe divide those 10 hours between Wednesday, Thursday, or something like that, she can do it. She can tell me, and we can fix the schedule right now. However, she cannot do more hours on the 29th or the 30th, because that's the time when the authorization ends and then it starts a new one on October. So she has to do them like that.
What, just for this month? Just for that month?
Exactly, yeah.
Then it go back to regular days, right? Monday, Tuesday,
Yes.
what?
Exactly. Yeah. On October 6th, she will work the same hours as she has always worked.
Miss Wayne.
What's the outcome of the two like everyone?
Yes. Can you
So,
hear it?
no, I couldn't hear her.
She said she hear you. She didn't
Oh,
hear
okay. So she will be working the 10 hours on Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay. On Wednesday or Thursday?
Wait a minute.
On Wednesday, yeah. If she
She could.
wants to, she
Hold on,
can.
hold on.
Okay.
She could break it down Wednesday and Thursday.
Right, yeah. Wednesday,
Five, five.
Thursday, Friday, however she wants.
You understand what she's saying, Miss Wayne?
Understand.
Okay. He said, why did it change?
Well, it's not that it changed, it's just
Go ahead, she can.
Okay, it's not that I change, it's just that the authorization, Juby has authorizations that start on the 1st and end on the 30th. So because the authorization ends on the 30th, you can only work those 4 hours. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's kind of hard to understand, but here is the thing. Since the authorization ends on the 30th, which is Tuesday, only Tuesday, you can only work those 2 hours. Now, if the authorization ends on, let's say, October 2nd, something like that, you will be able to work the hours as you are scheduled. But let's say something that if, I don't know if it works like that with you guys, but when you get, a mobile plan and you get it on the 15th, let's say, you're not gonna pay for the whole month. You only pay for, those 15 days, right? So it's the same here. Because the authorization ends on the 30th, which is a Tuesday, you can only work for those 4 hours there. And then with the new authorization on October 1st, you can work the 10 hours remaining, okay? But that is
Well,
just for this week.
Wednesday the 1st, the 2nd, or the 3rd. She could work the
Yeah, she can break it, like if she wants to work 5 hours on Wednesday and then 5 hours on Thursday, or even if she wants to work like 2 hours Wednesday, 3 hours Thursday, 5 hours Friday, something like that, she can do it. It will just be for that week.
If oh if she okay, wait a minute. Wednesday. Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, and the first will be Wednesday. So she do 4 hours on the 29th. I mean, 2 hours on the 29th, 2 hours on the
On the
Tuesday,
30th.
right, and then jump all the way to next month to the first.
To the 1st, yeah.
Okay, and because on the first you could do you
10
got Thursday and
hours.
Friday to make up. You got this whole we got Thursday to Saturday to make up for Monday before Monday comes, right? That's what you're saying. She could do the 10 either way she want to do it, right?
Yeah, she can do the 10 hours even until Sunday.
Okay, if you want to die, okay, we understand, and then she go back. On Monday on the 6th to her regular time. All right, we got
Right.
it. We understand it. You understand it, Ms. Williams? She said yes.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay. She would like to break it down in different days or only work on Wednesday?
She's gonna do it, just do it Wednesday and Thursday, Ms. Williams, so we can get it out the way, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right, Wednesday and Thursday, she's gonna do 5-5.
Okay, so Wednesday she will. Is it okay if she does from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 10 a.m. Sorry, or does she want to do something different, like a
No,
different
we
time?
do it the way we've been doing it. In the morning, I can't be, no, let's keep it simple. In the
Okay,
morning,
so.
like we've been doing it from Wednesday, 6 in the morning. Do that 1 hour and then the rest, all right? She have another job. She get up, come.
Well, I broke it down like.
Then she explained all that. Y'all, to come and come back to hold something different later. Let's keep it simple.
Okay, so she.
It's very frustrating. Y'all calling me, texting me, and then, and somebody keep calling her about some insurance, she said. She don't want no insurance.
There's somebody calling her about insurance from Family First?
Yes, Camilla. She keep harassing her. She don't want no insurance. She came and told
Camila?
me that. Yes, she
Okay.
told me that today. Yes, she don't want that. She came. That's the first thing she came in. She said today, the people keep calling all time of night and day.
Okay, well, I will put the note so they understand that. she doesn't want it, okay?
All right.
Okay, so she will do give me 1 second so I can fix it here and everything is okay, okay? She mm-hmm. will do on Wednesday, she will do from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., right?
Right. Then come back and right. Then punch
then,
back in at 4
mm-hmm.
to 8. I mean, 4.
4 to 8.
4 to 7.
Oh, 4 to 7, okay. Yeah, yeah.
That'd be 5 hours.
Right.
For both
and then
days.
the same on Thursday, right?
Right, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. I will fix it.
All right, thank you. Anything
okay.
to say?
Sorry?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care.